This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
Bobby Watson says, I really want you to go out on the road with my group. And I said, okay, well, the problem is that I have to finish my master's thesis, and if I don't finish that, I don't get a degree. And he goes, well, it's either between your degree or going on the road. So I thought about it. I said, I'm going on the road.
That's trumpeter Terrell Stafford getting an offer to tour with sax great Bobby Watson and skipping school to take the gig. Today, Stafford is an acclaimed jazz star, a member of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, leader of his own quintet, and also a very busy educator. Birdlike, from Terrell Stafford in the KNKX studios in 2016, playing with Seattle's own Randy Halberstadt and Phil Sparks at the piano and bass. Stafford told me that day that his love of music led him to break the rules from a young age. When he was 13, he discovered his cousin's trumpet in a closet at his grandparents' house.
It was the forbidden fruit that was hidden in the closet that I was not allowed to touch. But, you know, that's the worst thing you could tell a young kid is don't go in the closet and touch that trumpet.
Right.
Terrell Stafford's rebellious streak followed him to Rutgers University, where his professor, William Fielder, who'd taught Wynton Marsalis and others, demanded that young Stafford focus on classical music.
You know, his goal for me was for me to play in an orchestra. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't want to hear that you play jazz at all.
Unfortunately for Stafford's professor, the young trumpeter wanted to learn about improvisation. And legendary jazz pianist Kenny Barron was also teaching at the college, and Stafford sought him out.
Kenny Barron says, if Professor Fielder finds out, he's going to kill us both.
Terrell Stafford at KNKX in 2016, playing Everything Happens to Me. His studies with Kenny Barron soon led to that opportunity to tour with Bobby Watson's group when he was supposed to be working on his master's in classical music. Stafford came up with an idea for getting it past the dean.
I went to my professor, the dean of the college, and I said, Dean, I'm going to be going out on the road with a chamber ensemble because I was a classical major, and they didn't allow you to go out on the road with a jazz group. I said, it's the Robert Watson Chamber Ensemble. And so he goes, this is phenomenal. The school is going to be so proud of you. He goes, don't worry about your recital, your comprehensive exams. When you come back from this tour, you can do it then. We're just proud of you.
The tour with Bobby Watson went well. So well, the band did a photo shoot for Downbeat magazine, and Stafford didn't think anything of it until he got back to school and met the dean.
So I go to his office, and he goes, so, Terrell, how was that tour? And he slides this piece of paper, and it said, Bobby Watson Burns on the cover of Downbeat magazine. And it says, he goes, is this the Robert Watson Chamber Ensemble you're referring to? I said, yep. He goes, well, you're suspended on academic probation for a year.
Terrell Stafford on trumpet with I'll Remember April from that 2016 KNKX session. Stafford did end up earning his degree in classical trumpet from Rutgers, then focused on studying jazz and eventually teaching. Stafford is the director of jazz studies at Temple University, encouraging his students to take every opportunity to play.
I would say the biggest lesson is community. Whether students decide to go on playing music in life, that experience they get in that band, just working together as a unit, is really important.
Terrell Stafford, getting that experience no matter what. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.